This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Two individuals have been arrested in connection with a shooting incident that happened at Pecanland Mall at 6:30 p.m. Saturday evening. According to police, a verbal altercation between two juveniles escalated into a physical altercation. As officers were intervening, an unknown gunman discharged a firearm inside the mall. No one was shot. Two individuals were arrested in connection with the altercation. Detectives are reviewing video footage from the mall and worked the scene throughout the evening. At this time, there were at least seven off-duty officers working at the mall at the time, and nine Monroe police units responded to the scene. In an effort to make sure students are good readers, State Superintendent of Education Kate Brumley proposes a required summer school session for kindergarten through fourth grade students who are not reading on grade level. Brumley says test results show that less than half of Louisiana students at these grade levels are reading where they should be.
Students who are not on grade level in reading by the end of the year, that they would undergo 30 hours of support in the summer so that they could maybe get back on track or get on track before heading into the next grade.
Less than half those in K through third grade read on a grade level. In 2021, Brumley encouraged school systems to hold summer school with a camp-like atmosphere that offers academic classes in addition to electives like music and art. He wants that trend to continue.
But also these kids would be pulled in for high dosage tutoring with individuals who have been trained in the science of reading.
Brumley hopes allowing those students who've lost valuable in-classroom instruction during the first 2 years of the pandemic would give them time to catch up. He says the summer school literacy program would sunset in 2 years.
So really we're talking about the children that have been pandemic impacted, as well as the fact that we've received such a large portion of money from the federal government for learning loss recovery.
That proposal would be discussed at the October 11th BESSE meeting, and if approved, it would go into effect next summer for the summer of 2023 and 2024. The New Orleans Saints had a tough weekend as they will now limp onto a plane to London on Sunday night with plenty of excess baggage, including a two-game losing streak and several questions at wide receiver. Veteran starting wideout Michael Thomas left New Orleans' 22-14 loss to Carolina with a toe injury, Jarvis Landry with an ankle injury, and Tre'Quan Smith's day ended with a concussion. Their status is uncertain for Sunday's game against the Vikings. The Vikings will travel to London as well. The game will be televised on CBS. This is KEDM Monroe.